Carter, would you allow Adam Birch here from a lively birdcage on this Friday night? Always lively here on Friday. Solid crowd. The fans that maybe were a bit behind, latecomers are coming in, and we welcome them in. Grant Kay starts things off. He takes outside. Bottom of the third, it's 1-0 Chicago. And we came into this game, Adam, thinking, okay, these are the teams that are 1-2 in the league in homers, 1-2 in the league in slugging percentage. Busfield pitches to Kay. Hits one hard to left field. There's a base hit. Grant Kay is aboard to lead off the bottom of the third. And obviously, it's very early. There's a lot of baseball left. But at the moment, it's the pitchers that have taken control of this game.
Yeah, and that's... These pitching staffs have struggled this season. Fifth and sixth in the league in just about every category. And it's nice to see a pitcher's duel.
It is, and obviously part of that, as we were talking about, is the ballpark. Both of these two teams play in ballparks where it's just not easy to pitch. So here's Ryan Brett batting ninth for the Birds today, righty on righty. Busfield fires, and Brett takes a fastball outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Brett enters today's game with a batting average of .250, OPS of .619. He's got one homer and nine runs batted in. And he is back in an everyday role for the Canaries with the injury to Roy Morales. 1-0 pitch, Brett takes low. Count is two balls and no strikes. And right now, the Canaries are down to nine true position players on this roster. And as we talked about in the pregame, Madison Youngener is the man off the bench for the Canaries. 10th guy. The 2-0, they throw to first base. Grant Kay dives back. That's obviously tough, you know, because obviously we don't want to put this thought into existence necessarily, but you're in a situation where if anybody else goes down, it's going to be difficult to find a replacement day in and day out. But 2-0 pitch. Brett hits one hard down the right field line. That's a base hit. Victor Roche hustles to cut it off in the corner and does, but Grant Kay rounds second and heads to third. So back-to-back singles, and now they throw the ball away. They throw the ball up against the Birds dugout, and Ryan Brett advances to second. Grant Kay didn't see it. His teammates were yelling at him to come in and score, but Grant Kay, I don't think, thought he had enough time and hit the chain link fence. Probably a good idea to stay put, especially with no one out. But Brett advances to second on an error, and it's second and third, nobody out. Here comes Logan Landon.
Yeah, the bottom of the order providing a little bit of a table setting for the top of the lineup, and yeah, that play, it looked like maybe a little miscommunication between Kay and Mike Meyer down at third, but a safe play at that with no outs.
So they charged the error to Roche. Was he the one who made that throw? I thought it was a relay throw that went awry. Righty on righty as Landon steps up to the plate here. Kay is on third. Brett is on second with nobody out. 1-0 Dogs for now, bottom of the third. Landon trying to change that. Pitch. Fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. Landon grounded out to shortstop his first time. Busfield's next pitch, or that pitch from Busfield, was his 30th of the game, 19 strikes and 11 balls for the tall right-hander. 1-0 pitch. High fly, it's foul, it's left side. They give it a look, but it's onto the berm. A souvenir for the young fans out there. And it bounces off the sidewalk and, oh, over the berm. How tragic. The kids are hustling over to get it. I think it's still on the property, but that was bad luck. If it hits the grass, they get it, but it hit the sidewalk and took a big bounce. Ball and a strike on Logan Landon. Last Friday night game of the 2020 regular season here at the Birdcage, and likely the year, the 1-1 pitch. Landon hits one high in the air to deep left field. This one has the distance. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone! Three-run home run, Logan Landon. The Birds retake the lead. It's 3-1 Birds, just like that. The Sioux Falls native has forgotten how to make an out. His 22nd straight game with a hit, and it's a big one. 3-run bomb, the Canaries on top.
That was quite the hanger, and Logan Landon did not miss it. What a way to extend your hitting streak.
Yes, and that was a line drive. You're right, Adam. Got that hittable pitch. And talk about turning on a ball. Brings up Andrew Ely. The pitch. High fly to right. If this ball is fair, it has the distance. And it is gone. Andrew Ely. With his third home run in two games, the Canaries go back to back in the third. 4-1 Sioux Falls. How about that from Andrew Ely? The top two hitters in the Birds lineup both go yard in succession. 4-1 Canaries here in the third. How about this inning for the Canaries? And there are some Chicago Dogs, including manager Butch Hobson, that are making the argument that that ball was foul. It was Jordan Sandberg, the first base ump, that made the call. The ball was over the foul pole. And we don't have a very good look at it, to tell you the truth, Adam. It looked fair from up here to me, but we do not have a very good angle. It's the umpires that have a good one. And the call is unsurprisingly not going to be changed. Wow, so how about this? Logan Landon, a three-run home run, his ninth of the year. Andrew Ely hits his eighth of the year. Now Clint Coulter with a big swing, but comes up empty, and it's 0-1. 4-1 Sioux Falls. Only the second time the Canaries have gone back-to-back in home runs this year, and both times it's involved Logan Landon, coincidentally enough. Logan Landon and Dane McTomshay went back-to-back earlier this year. Now Coulter smokes one to center field. This is playable for Kraus. He catches it kneeling down. That was a line drive to straightaway center right at Kraus, lucky for him. And Coulter, a bit unfortunate there, hit that ball hard, but he's the first out of the inning.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, those back-to-back home runs were on back-to-back pitches, and that was also the second time that that's happened.
How about that, huh? So there's the homers that we were expecting in this game here. Landon and Ely back-to-back. Birds will take this. First pitch today, McTomshay, speaking of, is in there for a strike. Busfield pours the off-speed pitch in, and the count is 0-1. Busfield fires. It's low and inside to Tom Shea. The Culver's cleanup batter for the Canaries. One ball and one strike. Busfield entered this game with a 565 earned run average. Somewhat up and down season for him this year. The 1-1 pitch. Tom Shea swings and misses at a high fastball. It's 1-2. And like other pitchers before him, the Birdcage and this Canary lineup have been somewhat unkind to him so far this year. This is a hard lineup to face and a hard ballpark to pitch in. The 0-2 delivery, 1-2, pardon me, is swinging and miss. That's strike three. And Tomshay down on strikes. That's Busfield's third strikeout of the game. It brings up Alea Lago. Busfield's first outing at this ballpark, first start at this ballpark, was on July 31st, allowed 9 runs and 4 innings of work in probably the craziest Canary game of the year, although there are many contenders. But that July 31st Friday night game where the Birds took a 9-1 lead as Alea Lago pops one up into shallow left. Aleman ranges back, and the shortstop catches it for the last out. So that retires the side in the bottom of the third. It was quite a game on the 31st. The Canaries allowed 10 in the ninth inning and still won. In this, they score 4 in the third inning, and all of those runs come on dingers. Back-to-back homers. 3-run homer from Landon. Solo shot from Andrew Ely. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 3 innings of play, the Canaries have a 4-1 lead. This is Sioux Falls Canaries Baseball right here on the Canaries Radio Network at AABaseball.tv.